Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. It's Sunday morning. Sunday morning, glory, God. Sunday morning, Father. Son, Holy Spirit, good morning, God. Glorifying you this morning. Just glorifying you this morning. Just glorifying you this morning. Worshiping you in the beauty of holiness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, the woman, the boy, the girl that trusts in you, God. Holiness, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. For the people everywhere, God. The saved and the unsaved, God. The lost and the found, God. But there is hope in you for us all. For us all, God. For every person we meet, God. There's a prospective soul for your kingdom. And we say glory to glory to glory to God. Most High Father. Savior divine. Lover of our soul. Keeper of our heart, our mind, our spirit, our body. Healing. Deliverance. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Glory to God this morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, United Saints. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship, virtual, Rhema CFM Virtual Ministry. Good morning to you, you and you. Good morning to our covenant partner, our sister church, Real Life. Good morning to you. We bless the Lord, our soul and all that is within us. Amen. This is Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, Rhema CFM Virtual, your virtual community church. And we've come with worship this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for today. We thank him for the now. Listen, Sunday morning glory. Come on, give him a praise right now. Sunday morning glory. I've come to tell you this morning, hey, it's not always what you think. It's not always what you think. You know, we have our 9 for 9 show on Mondays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. for 9 minutes. It's not always what you think. Bring it on back, Elder. It's not always what you think. I want you to take a look at this and I want you to think about it. Think about what you see here. This young man is thinking hard, isn't he? Thinking about a whole bunch of things going on, ideas, career, information, everything that's coming into his mindset, into his atmosphere. It's not always what you think. Yes, yes, this morning. Listen. I'm going to start with Psalms 37, 3 through 5. And I'm going to say, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord. Amen. And he will give you the very desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And guess what he'll do? He'll act on it. That's what it says. It's not always what you think. It's what God says. Hey, it's not always what you're worried about. It's not always what you're going through. Hey, it's not always what you think, nor is it what you've been led to believe. even in some times and some things. Listen, with sickness and disease, things have been crucial around us. So many things happening, sickness and disease, dying, crying, pain, hurt, wars, rumors of wars. It's not always what you think, though. Hey, guess what? Those things come, but God is still in control. It's not always what you think. Sometimes our mind starts to get a little ahead of us. And we have so much information pouring in from here and from there and from everywhere. You know, life used to be simple when all we could do was sit down and read a book. It was much simpler just to read in the books and find the different things that were happening in the books. But oh, along came that thing called television. Made it a little more interesting, but it began to complicate things. It's not always what you think. You see, sometimes when those things were coming, oh man, we got excited. We got happy about this was the best. This is the best. Wow. And then, oh my goodness, when the computers came along, oh, ha, ha. What about that thing called internet? And all the information began to pour into our mind, our bodies, and our spirits. Not always so good, because some of us go on overload. Sometimes it's too much. We can't handle it. So it's not always what you think. You see, listen, Psalms 127, 1 through 5, the Message Bible says this right here. If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. Wow. If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Do you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Don't you see that the children are God's best gift? The fruit of the womb, his generous legacy, like a warrior's fistful of arrows, are the children of a vigorous youth. It's not always what you think. Oh, how blessed are you, parents, with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You sweep them right off your doorstep. You know, sometimes we feel like children are a burden. We feel like it's too much. But hey, children are a gift from God. So when people are looking upon you because you have your children, you have many children. My mother had many children. And sometimes people may have looked at us or looked at her like, hey, that's just too many. But listen, the word of God says, oh, how blessed you are. With your quivers full of children, mommy, you are blessed. Listen, it's not always what you think. That's really where I'm going. So don't worry about what they think, because we're really talking to them when we say it's not always what you think. What you see is not necessarily what you get. Flip Wilson used to say that, what you see is what you get. That's not necessarily true. So many times, even in relationships, we think one thing about a person and it may be another. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. Sometimes we're kind of led to believe or to think a certain way about certain people or certain things, whether or not they're trying to engage in a relationship with us or they're trying to hinder us from a relationship with someone else. It's not always what you think. And so sometimes we've got to be bold enough to say, hey, it's not always what you think. What they may have experienced with that person may not be what you will experience with that person. So it's not always what you think. Sometimes we put too much of ourselves into the thoughts, you know? So you think it's hard, so you make it hard. You think about being sick, so you're downtrodden with sickness. You think about committing sin, and you sin. You think of a lie, and you begin to believe the lie itself, you see? How those things operate in our very mind, our spirit, our body, and our soul. You say, I'm wicked. And I mess around and believe what you say. But I've got to be brave enough, have enough unction of the Holy Spirit to say, it's not always what you think. Maybe I act a certain way because there's a reason for me acting a certain way. Maybe I've distanced myself because I'm trying to protect myself. Maybe I don't know how to come into the group because I've been pushed out so much. See, it's not always what you think. Maybe I'm staying to myself, not because I'm haughty, not because I'm not nice, but because maybe I have a shield up, a wall up. You know, here at Rhema, we are a church where we believe every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. And we can only show that through love, through fellowship, listen, through embracing, through taking people in. Hey, we won't turn you away. Whatever your faults are, guess what? He's able to keep you from falling because he accepted me the way I was. You know, if I had waited to be perfect before I accepted who God called me to be, guess what? I wouldn't be who God called me to be because I'm not yet perfect. So listen, it's not always what you think. Let me give you this right here. Isaiah 55, 7 through 8. It says this. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. My God, my God. I don't know if that can go on the Lord's side, but I'd like to have it there. Listen, the world says you're doomed, but the world's ways are not God's ways. Their thoughts are not his thoughts. The world says you're doomed, but you're not doomed. For God can and will save you, deliver you, heal you, bring you up. Listen, God will encourage you when no one else is there to encourage you, when there's no one else to push you, to have you, to tell you you can go forward, when there's no one else to stand next to you and hold your hand and bring you through. God is right there. Guess what? Because it's not always what you think. You are not alone. You are never alone. You have never been abandoned. Listen, your mother may have walked away. Your father may have walked away. Your best friend that you thought was your best friend at the time may have gone the other direction. But hey, it's not always what you think. Even when you're living that certain, you're living in that certain place in your life, that specific place, and you see things around you, and you feel things around you, and even when you know things around you, it's still not always what you think. For it said clearly, let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them think what they want to think. Let them have their thoughts. Let them turn, listen to the Lord. And he will have mercy even on them. So he's going to have mercy on you, just as he has mercy on me and to our God, for he will freely pardon you. Somebody said you're doomed. Somebody said you'll never be anything. Somebody said you're lost. You sin so much that God doesn't want you. The devil in hell is a liar. This says, let the wicked forsake their ways. That means turn away from it. Let it go, give it up, and the unrighteous, their thoughts. Listen, this is the battlefield. This is where the devil tries to creep in and mess you up, and the unrighteous, their thoughts. Let them what? Turn to God, to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, on you. If you're the wicked, hey, I once was wicked. Come on, come on. It's not always what you think. I hadn't always been saved. It's not always what you think. And when I wasn't saved and I was in the world and they thought I wasn't going to be anybody, they thought I'd still be in the streets. They thought I'd still be running the streets. They thought you were still going to be selling drugs. They thought because you got shot that you weren't going to make it, that you were going to still be out there shooting back. They thought. But it's not always. That's what you got to look somebody in the face and say. It's not always what you think. For that eighth verse says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares who? Declares the Lord." Listen, speak up and tell the devil. Tell that energy that's not right. Tell that person that's kind of bringing it. Tell them, don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Stand bold, flat foot, and say, it's not always what you think. When they're bringing the bad news, when they're bringing the gossip, hey, you got to tell them, it's not always what you think. Okay, she was that way. She did this, she did that. But God changes. God does the changing. God does the forgiving. God is the one who lifts us up. Hey, listen, listen. This has been Sunday Morning Glory. We give God glory. We honor him in the secret place of the Most High God, where we can go and love and be loved on. Hey, guess what? This is how it's going to be. This is what God has said to do. Things are going to be different. Every time we turn it on, we're going to follow his lead, follow what his spirit has given us. And we pray that you will be blessed and blessed the more. Listen, if there's anybody out there, hey, that you haven't given your life to Christ, you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, anybody who's thinking that they can't be saved, that they're no good to anyone, it's not always what you think. Listen, God is waiting for you. And we want to offer you an opportunity to give your life to Christ, to give up to him. Come on. I'm telling you, it's so much better. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I really was blind, but now I see. Come on, give your life to him. He's waiting. If you would pray this prayer with us, come on. He says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and God raised Jesus from the dead, his word says you'll be saved. So come on and pray this prayer with us. Father, I thank you now. I ask your forgiveness for being a sinner, for being lost. I ask your forgiveness, God, because I have been wrong. I have sinned, because all have sinned, God. But I'm acknowledging my sin, Lord, and asking you to take it away, to forgive me, Lord. I do confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that you raised him, Jesus, from the grave. He's sitting on your right, waiting, God, to come back for me, to come back for the saints. And I want to be among those, God, because every person is a prospective soul for your kingdom. I thank you that you've chosen me. And I say amen. 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 Glory to God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first to welcome you in to the kingdom of the Most High God for being a part. Come on. Come on, Rhema. Come on. Give God a praise for the people of God. We bless God for it. And if you prayed that prayer, we want you to text salvation to 912-856-1837. And we're going to reach out to you. We want to make sure you're okay. We want to send you some information and encourage you about what your decision just did to save you for the rest of your life. Amen. Listen, if you need prayer, you can use that same number to text to at any time, day or night, morning or noon. Text, pray for me, and we'll begin to pray. You can send us your prayer need, or just send us your name, and we're going before the Father on your behalf. Amen. Now, if you don't have a home church and you want to connect with us, but you know, really, if you have a home church, you can still connect with Rhema CFM Virtual, because we're about outreach, teaching, and fellowship. We're not pulling anyone from their home church, their church that they're connected with, but you can connect with us. So text connect with me or join Rhema CFM Virtual, or we'll line you up with a church. Hey, we can recommend where you need to be or would like to be. Amen. Amen. Connect with me or join and help us in our outreach ministry. Come together with us as we reap souls for Christ through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. That's our mission and our vision here, through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. 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 Listen, God bless you and keep you is my prayer, Father, now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this, God, this Sunday morning glory, this moment, oh God, in time of worship. We ask you, Father, to go with us as we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence. Continue to keep us and to cover us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.